Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, let's go to text right away. I have a series of questions. We want more text. We want more phone calls. 651-461-9226. Here's the one that I think the three of us are wondering about the most, and I appreciate that the texts keep coming in on this. Do you guys know where Diana is? Haven't heard from her in a while. We have not heard from Diana in a while. And Adam, would you say we're concerned?
Concerned and hoping for, do we just hope that maybe if she's getting healthy, whatever's going on? No, but yeah, absolutely. When you have somebody who calls in as regularly and as committed as that, and when suddenly they're not there, of course you're concerned, and we hope she's okay.
Someone who knows Diana, most importantly, expressed that we're thinking of her,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully she can call in.
Yeah.
And if there's something going on, please convey to us,
yep.
even off it. What is the beef between Adam and Jason? That's a good question. What is the beef?
Well, you know, I'm just a jealous guy. I'm jealous of his success. I'm only like a week younger than he is. And I look at my life and I look at his life and I'm thinking, man, I must have missed the boat somewhere.
Is he in harm's way? I mean, are you going to track him down later today?
No.
Is this some sort of glue situation?
I see, you know what? I see a job opening.
Well, I'm seeing that text over and over again.
Oh, boy.
You could work with the crew, couldn't you?
If we could move that morning show to 11:30, 12 o'clock, then I would be seriously interested in it. I'd need a serious upgrade on my wardrobe and my face, probably.
Oh, stop.
I'm a little puffy. I'm old, you know. It's hard to come to grips.
A little puffy. Okay.
I need that ice bath, that Dr. Buss facial ice bath more often.
Oh, I got to try that. Have you been tempted to try that?
I did try it. Watching the show. It was great.
Yeah?
Haven't done it a second time, but.
Okay. So Jason gets up at 2:30 in the morning. Yeah. Not anymore. Okay. Unless, who knows, maybe the new gig is, I don't know, maybe he's doing an overnight show. I don't know. How would you hold up for 6 months getting up at 2:30 a.m.?
Not well. Not well. I couldn't do it there was a time, you know, when Laura or I would have to fill in on the morning news, and that shift would have to, I'd have to get up at like 3 o'clock. And I just dropped.
That's tough.
It wasn't bad if I did one or two days in a row. But if you're looking at a whole week of doing that, it was, oh my gosh, this is awful. Mm.
We're going to get to Steve, Bob, and Mike in just moments here. Let's keep going with some text. And then thank you so much for calling in. Need to ask before it gets too late, are you ever going to do Going to the Lake show this summer? Please do it. Closed circuit to the sales staff again. We volunteered to go somewhere for the fishing open. We have said, I don't know. And there's a lot of new people upstairs, including the new chief brain wizard, Gons. We've offered to go into the lake to people's backyards, their pools, on their boat. We have nothing to do with TV anymore. Okay, so it's not going to be a partnership, but obviously, Adam, we're open to that, right?
Of course. Any chance I can get to actually combine work and the great outdoors, you know me. I'm on it.
So I'd love our first going to the lake to be at, like, Cypress Point. Is that possible?
No, that's an ocean.
Pine Valley?
No.
Does that count?
No. You can do your own golf deal, but I'll do.
Yeah. Oh, like you wouldn't. Yeah. If all of a sudden somebody invited us to Cypress Point, you'd say no?
With my game, I would. I mean, just to see the course, but it's like it would be a punishing experience. I mean,
they might say no.
They for sure would say no.
After two or three holes.
But I mean.
No, you would do it. What is the key to happiness?
That is a great key to happiness is fine. For me, it's trying to eliminate things that don't make you happy. And being real with an admission of what makes you happy and what doesn't really make you happy. I mean, that is a big question I think a lot of us wrestle with.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Is this true happiness, or is this something that I'm just I'm telling myself is making me happy? And obviously that's a very broad question for that simple question that or broad answer for the simple question. But, boy, I tell you, when you know you have it, and it's a good feeling.
I think we could get back to that another time on the show. What is everybody's key to happiness? Because it's a really good one. Okay, let's mix in some calls. Steve is mobile. Steve, thank you so much for listening. You were on CCO.
Yeah, I got a question for Scoop Carter, the newsman.
Yeah, Scoop.
Is DeRusha taking the 9-12 slot?
Oh, boy. I honestly have no idea. I don't know. I don't know what Jason's plans are. Hell, I don't know what I'm going to do 20 minutes from now. So I'm probably the wrong guy to ask. I'm not that plugged in for being Scoop Carter.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Scoop, thank you, Steve, shouldn't you have answered that and broken the news?
Well, maybe maybe I'm saving it for my NFL newsletter. I mean, we got the news and notes comment section. I got to put in nuggets that, you know, tries to get the average somebody outside the realm of the NFL the meat grinder.
Well, here's what else you could do. Like, you know, at DeRusha J is on fire today, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you just on your own say, I've heard, and then fill in the blank.
Yes, just make something up.
Just make it up. And if it gets some retweets and it gets some clicks, that's what life's all about,
hey,
right?
You know, it's always better to apologize than it is to ask permission. That's what I learned a long time ago. So,
yes,
you know, make a mistake every once in a while. I'm sorry.
Yes. Yes. Bob is in Eagan. He's a part of Ask Adam Anything. Go ahead, Bob.
Good morning, Adam and Chad. Here's a question I have. I'm 70 years old, and I can remember my grandfather buying Fords from Bob Carter Ford.
Yeah.
I think his first one was a 1951 Ford. How long ago did the franchise start with Bob Carter Ford?
Oh, boy.
Or I shouldn't say franchise, but the company.
You know, great, Bob. Thank you for the call. My dad is in town, by the way. He's just spent the last couple of nights at my house. Bob.
Beautiful.
Bob Jr. Bob Sr. was my grandfather who started Bob Carter Ford. I cannot tell you the year it started. It started down on Concord Street in South St. Paul. I want to say probably in the late 40s, mid or early 50s. Then it moved to the spot at the corner of 494 and well, what is 62 now? It used to be South Robert to 110. Highway 5 minutes east of the Mendota Bridge on Highway 110 or South Robert to 110, Bob Carter Ford, AMC Jeep and Renault, if you remember the Renault cars. But we were talking this morning, I was talking to Jeff Gonsales about car dealerships, and I used to have a VHS tape of my father doing ads for Bob Carter Ford, and they were the cheesy 80s car ads you would come to expect, including one where he was smashing the windshield of a 1986 Ford Escort that was priced too high, and he smashed the windshield with a sledgehammer,
fabulous,
saying, "This is what we do to prices like this." But no, I thank you for asking that. But no, I do not know when my grandfather started.
Once again, you're not Scoop Carter. You've established it.
It's the family business. And you know,
it's a back question.
And I also talked about this morning. If not for a couple of business decisions made on the parts of different family members, I could have been out on a car lot right now, getting you into like a Mazda Miata. I got one.
Terrible at that job.
Are you kidding?
You get so bored with the person after like 10 seconds.
I'm trying to close a sale. I'm not going to get bored.
Hey, bottom feeder, go over there. You know, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. All right, more of Ask Adam Anything. And also, a high profile guest is on this show at 1:05 today. Who? I'll tell you about that in moments. Twins are scheduled to play tomorrow a day game, which means we're not on. However, the weather looks atrocious, so we may be on. We wrestled with this because we decided to reach out once again to Ben Crump, the famed and high-profile civil rights attorney who's represented so many individuals from Trayvon Martin, the families of Trayvon Martin, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, Michael Brown, and of course, George Floyd. And tomorrow is 2 years of the day of George Floyd's death, when it's legally proven Derek Chauvin murdered him. The timing worked out where Ben Crump could do the interview today. We're going to play it today, next hour, 1:05. If it turns out we're on the air, we're going to replay it tomorrow. And obviously, if we're on tomorrow, we'll include you in the mix and other conversations about George Floyd, what has happened, what has not happened, and thinking back to the tragedy of 2 years ago tomorrow. So Ben Crump, a two-part interview that we recorded middle of this morning, just scheduling-wise, it worked out for Ben Crump. Okay, we're back with Ask Adam Anything. I need to get to a couple questions because I know you're furious about something. Jay Leno used to come on, Dave Letterman, pretty much when Jay Leno still was funny and he stopped being funny, even though his numbers were good. And Letterman say, what's your beef? Tell people right now, what is your beef about what happened last night?
So Better Call Saul, the first half finale, which is great news. The second half starts in July. So
quick.
But so they air it live. It was the first one at 8:00.
Yes, sir.
I think 8:00, and then they do the
8 to 9:10.
Yep. So AMC has capitalized on it. I think they probably started with Breaking Bad with the Talking Bad. After the show's over, each episode they get cast members on. They talk about it. Great idea. Good to have.
It is.
I forget the guy's name who hosts it. He's actually pretty good. Chris something.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be on MTV.
Chris Rock.
Yeah, something like that. So I had softball last night. Coaching softball, not playing beer league. Coaching beer league softball, which is a hidden talent of mine. So the second airing is at 10:11 specifically. It says 10:11. That's when it's going to start on AMC. So I'm like, all right, I got 20 minutes here. So we dabbled into our current obsession, a show called Benidorm. So we watched like 15 minutes of that and said, well, I got to stop here because Breaking Bad is starting right now. It's 10:11. I switch over to AMC Saul. At 10:11. Yeah, Better Call Saul.
Yep.
And it's just finishing up the show, the Talking Saul.
Talking Saul.
And the honest to God, the last thing the host says is,
don't say it though.
I'm not going to say what it was, but he totally spoiled what happened.
Yes.
And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Did I just hear that? And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So I watched the entire episode knowing what was going to happen.
Yes.
Not knowing how, but knowing it still was a great episode. Jaw-dropping still nonetheless.
It was a great episode. So good.
But,
That's your fault. That's your fault.
Clicked at 10:11.
Record
not my
the
fault.
Show.
Not my fault.
That's what you do.
This Chris guy, this loser who was on the show, guy's a total degenerate.
Record
I don't know
the
how to do
show.
That. I don't know how to do that.
When you're showing your inner ball
I don't have a VCR
secrets.
Anymore. I don't have a VCR. I can't record.
Oh, jeez.
The time kept blinking. I couldn't stand it.
12.
Oh, he sent me just 12. A vicious text. He was just so fierce.
This
and then he
Chris
sent me the
guy.
Same text this morning. He's still so mad about it. Yeah, that's a tough one for you. That is a tough one. Hey, I'm trying to decide.
It's like Sixth Sense. Oh. Somebody told me the, was it Sixth Sense, the movie with Bruce Willis? I See Dead People? Yeah. Somebody spoiled that for me, too, before I went and saw that.
Thanks a lot. I got, that's another good topic we can do. Other movies and shows which were spoiled for you. What do you want to say about Ellen's departure?
Is it still going on? I have, you know, I just, I see her on TV every day, and I can't tell if she's leaving or if it's a rerun. Thursday's the last day.
Yeah, Thursday's. We'll get to a Thursday because Mike is there. And we always want to get to Mike because he's got a couple good ones. Go ahead, Mike. You're on CCO.
Adam, what I'd like to know, I have my own thoughts, but if you had to put a cartoon character to represent your coworkers, that would be Dan, Chad, yourself, obviously, and Susie. What cartoon characters would you put to represent them?
Susie is that Jessica Rabbit or whatever, wasn't she?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
You're Boris Badenoff, and Dan is Foghorn Leghorn.
Okay. Who are you, then?
Popeye. Okay.
Papa. Did you mean pot eye? Is that what you meant?
Okay.
Pot eye? It's a last question for you. This month, people are celebrating 15 years of Pornhub. How are you celebrating?
Same way I always do, Chad. On the browser.
Practicing? I think that's what you're doing. Excellent addition, even though you're still mad it didn't start 3 minutes earlier. Ben Crump on the murder of George Floyd. 2 years ago tomorrow. Two-part interview from Mr. Crump coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.